我2009年的时候带过一批学生做田野项目。
In 2009, I took a group of students on a field research project.
河南呢，东北呀。
Where is the northeast in Henan?
山西到处跑。那批孩子里头呢，有个河南姑娘，人呢特别朴实。
Among the group of children who were running around in Shanxi, there was a girl from Henan who was particularly simple and honest.
厚道，话不多。
Thick-tongued, not talkative.
在干活。
Working.
实在。闲聊的时候呢。
When we're just chatting casually.
老跟我提起她男朋友。
He keeps talking about his girlfriend.
浙江人。说两人感情好得很。
People from Zhejiang said that the two had a very good relationship.
但就是异地也是比较辛苦。
But it's also quite hard to be in a long-distance relationship.
第二年呢?
In the second year,
两人在郑州结了婚。
Two people got married in Zhengzhou.
我去喝了喜酒。
I went to a wedding.
小伙子看着非常不错。
The guy looks really good.
斯斯文文的，对姑娘特别上心。
Sissy is very attentive to girls.
婚后日子呢，俩人过得挺好的。
After getting married, the two of them lived happily.
但就一样，一直没要上孩子。
But still, the child hasn't been picked up.
也不是不想要。
I don't want it anymore.
姑娘呢也曾说过这个事儿。
The girl also mentioned this.
说是检查了。
It seems like a check.
也没查出啥毛病。
I couldn't find anything wrong.
可就是那没动静。
Still nothing.
后来小两口呢去了英国。
Later, the couple left.
英国。
United Kingdom.
那联系就少了。
That's when the contact stopped.
2019年，我收到他一封邮件，很长。
In 1990, I received a long email from him.
写得很仔细。
Well written.
说有个事儿呢，憋在心里好久了。
There's something I've been wanting to say for a long time.
想来想去啊。
Thinking about it.
还是想跟老师呢说一声。
I still want to say something to the teacher.
我看了好几遍。
I've watched it several times.
越看越觉得这个事儿呢有意思，就跟同志们呢一起分享一下。
The more I look at it, the more interesting it seems. So I want to share it with my comrades.
她说呀。
She said.
那是她备孕那段时间发生的事儿。
That was something that happened during her pregnancy.
大概是2017年的秋天。
Around late autumn of 2017.
那阵子。
For a while.
到处看医生，在英国呀也找了不少中医，调身体。
He has been looking for doctors and traditional Chinese medicine practitioners all over the UK.
每个月算着日子。
Counting days every month.
可每个月的验孕棒呢都是白板。
Each month, the pregnancy test is taken during the daytime.
她跟丈夫嘴上不说呀。
She didn't say anything to her husband.
但她心里头也急。
But she was also anxious inside.
有天晚上啊。
One night.
她做了个梦。
She had a dream.
这个梦啊特别的清楚。
This dream was very vivid.
梦里头呢。
What's up?
她家的厨房亮了。
The kitchen of their house is bright.
灯。灶台旁边呢站了两个小家伙。
Two little guys are standing next to the stove.
怎么说呢？
How to say it?
他不是人。
He is not a person.
但也不是动物。
But it's not an animal either.
个头不大，半人多高，圆滚滚的，毛茸茸的，像是两只小兽。
About half a person tall, round and fluffy like two little beasts.
可又穿着小衣裳。
Also wearing a small dress.
颜色灰扑扑的，像是不小心的闯进来的。
The color is dull and lifeless, as if something unwanted has intruded.
两个小家伙呢，一看进来人了。
Where are the two little guys? I see someone coming in.
就立刻躲到案板底下。
Immediately hide under the cutting board.
探头探脑的。
Explore and investigate.
那样子呢，一看呢，就像是来偷吃的娃娃一样，特别的可爱。
It looks like a little mischievous creature, very cute.
他呢，也不害怕。
He doesn't seem to be afraid either.
还觉得挺好笑的。
I still find it quite funny.
从篮子里呢，拿出两根黄瓜，洗干净了。
Take two cucumbers out of the basket and wash them.
蹲下来递过去，两个小东西啊。
Please bend down and hand me two small things.
先生往后缩了缩。
First, he retracted his hand.
后来看了是善意的呀。
After seeing it, I realized it was for good.
其中一个伸出小爪子，试探着接过去了。
One of them reached out with a small paw and tentatively grasped it.
另一个也跟着接了，两个小家伙呢。
Another one also took two little ones.
就在案板底下。
Under the table.
你一口我一口啃黄瓜。
You take a bite, I take a bite, we share a cucumber.
啃得腮帮子鼓鼓的。
Chewing and swallowing, the cheeks are bulging.
那非常的可爱。
Very cute.
他蹲在那儿看着，越看呢。
He sat there watching and watching.
越觉得不对劲儿。
The more I felt wrong.
他觉得这俩小东西啊。
He thought that these two little things were.
浑身透着一股灵气。
Full of spiritual energy.
不像是凡间的东西。
Not like something from the mortal world.
他心里就忽然咯噔一下子。
He suddenly felt a jolt in his mind.
你想自己的盼孩子盼了这么久。
You've been waiting for a child for so long.
这送上门来的呢。
This is a delivery service.
难道是他腾一下站起来，一把就抓过去了。
Did he just stand up and lunge at me?
两个小家伙吓得是扔了这个黄瓜就跑，跑得飞快，厨房窜到客厅。
The two little guys were so scared that they dropped the cucumber and ran as fast as they could into the kitchen and into the living room.
从客厅窜到院子。
Again, it jumped from the living room to the yard.
他的院子外面是条河。
His courtyard is next to a river.
他又在后面追，追着上去。
He kept chasing after and following up.
别下事了。
I won't look at it anymore.
心里就一个念头，别让他跑了。
I had one thought running through my mind.
跑了就没了。
Run away and disappear.
两小家伙呢，跑到这个院子外边的河边。
Where are the two little guys? They've gone to the river outside the yard.
一前一后，扑通扑通的就跳进去了。
One after another, they jumped in, splashing and splashing.
但想都没想。
But without thinking,
你也跟着跳进去了。
You also jumped in.
水不深，刚过腰。
The water isn't deep, just enough to pass over your waist.
他那趟着水呢，就拼命的追，那水花。
He was also desperately chasing after the water splashes.
现在老高，两个小东西啊。
Now, old Gao has two little guys.
在水里游得贼快啊。
It swims so fast in the water.
那眼看着就游远了。
It's about to be far away.
他急了。
He made him anxious.
使出吃奶的劲儿，使劲往前一步。
Strive, 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 and then make a forward leap.
总算抓住。
Finally, caught.
落在最后面那个。死死攥在手里
，clutching the one at the back。
哎
，l，
心里头那个欢喜啊
，the joy in my heart。
为了抓住那个小东西啊
，to catch that little guy。
浑身湿漉漉的呀
，soaked all over。
在他手里呢，就缩成一团了。
In his hand, it was a ball。
过了一会儿呢
，a while later，
大概知道是跑不掉了，缩。
I guess it's over。
索性就不挣扎了。
Then he gave up.
哎
，Oh,
你爱咋着咋着吧。
You do what you like.
我放弃了。
I gave up.
把身子一翻。
Flip the lion.
四仰八叉的躺在手心里。
Lying flat on my palm.
小爪子摊开，小肚子一鼓一鼓的，那意思好像行。
The little paws spread out, and the belly was full, which seemed to be okay.
还行。
Okay.
你抓住我了。
You caught me.
我不好了。
I'm not running.
还不行吗？
Is it not yet?
你总得让我歇会儿吧。
You have to give me a break sometimes.
她呀，笑得不行。
She was laughing.
哎呀。
Oh no.
醒了，醒过来的时候呢
？Like when you wake up.
天刚蒙蒙亮，丈夫呢还在旁边睡。
It was still dark when my husband was still sleeping next to me.
他躺在那儿啊。
He's lying there.
想了半天那个梦啊。
I thought about that dream for half a day.
越想啊，越觉得是真的。
The more I think about it, the more I feel it's true.
他摸了摸自己肚子，轻轻说了一句：“是你吗？”
He patted his stomach and said softly, "Is it you?"
也就是那几天，他的末次月事来了。
So these days, his end of the world events have arrived.
等到下个月呢，没有来，验孕棒呢。
Waiting for the pregnancy test next month.
两道杠。
Two stripes.
他去医院呢，做了检查。
He went to the hospital for checkup.
一切都好。
Everything is fine.
十个月以后呢
？10 months later，
顺顺利利生了个小闺女。
Everything went smoothly, and I gave birth to a beautiful baby girl。
白白净净的，哎。
Clean and bright。Oh。
哭声大呀。
The crying is so loud。
整个产房都能听见。他在邮件里跟我说呀。
I could hear him reading his emails in the whole room。
老师啊
，Teacher，
我这个人从来不迷信。
I don't believe in him。
这个梦呢，我没有办法解释。
I can't explain this dream。
您说那小家伙在我手心里翻过来装死的样子呀？我
，You mean that little guy pretended to be dead when he flipped through my letter？
现在想起来呀
，I just remembered it。
我忍不住笑。
Can't help but laugh.
我就琢磨着，我闺女是不是梦里头那个被我抓住的小东西啊
？I was wondering if the little thing I caught in my dream was actually my daughter.
她那时候一定心想啊。
He must have been thinking at that time.
完了完了，被抓住了。
Court, court, court.
跑不掉了。
Can't escape.
算了算了。
Okay, okay.
认栽了吧
？I surrender。
我呀，看了他的邮件呢。
I read his email。
邮件呢，哎，也是替他高兴。那
I'm also happy and excited。
那么看着看着，说实话。
So to be honest, let's take a look。
我的眼眶呢会发热。
My eyes are getting hot。
后来我给他回了信。
Later, I replied to him。
我说你不用琢磨。
I said, don't bother thinking about it.
这就是你的那个翻了船的小家伙呀。
That's your little boat that capsized.
该着啊。
Oh dear.
他跟你有缘。
He has a connection with you.
后来呢，他给我发个孩子的照片。
Later, he sent me a photo of his child.
小姑娘长得跟他一个模子刻出来的。
The little girl looked like a thumb, and he had been hit by it.
尤其是吃东西的时候。
Especially when eating.
那腮帮子鼓鼓的，就像极了梦中啊。
That pile of stuff looks like a dream come true.
俩小东西，吃黄瓜的样子。
Those two little guys looked like they were eating cucumbers.
有些事儿吧。
Some things.
就是这样子。
That's it.
他别梦真。
He is not real.
你说是真的吧
？You really mean it?
他又说不通。
He also said that he couldn't understand.
可有些说不通的事儿啊。
Some things are just impossible to understand.
那就不一定是假的，缘分。
Then it wouldn't necessarily be a false destiny.
这种东西啊，来的时候。可能不是什么祥云瑞彩。
It's tough when it comes, might not be all good luck and auspiciousness.
可能就是两个吃黄瓜的小家伙被你追着跳了河了。
Maybe it's just that the two little guys who were eating cucumbers were startled by you and jumped into the river.
最后一个落在你手里。
The last one to fall.
翻过肚皮跟你耍赖。
I'll turn over a new leaf and cause trouble.
那你抓住了别撒手啊。
Please be careful not to spread your words.